Opposition leader Angus Taylor has also welcomed the ceasefire deal. He says small business owners are among those who have been hardest hit by surging fuel prices, alongside farmers and agricultural workers. Mr. Taylor says he's hopeful the deal will mean less pressure on Australian fuel supply and costs, and also distances himself from President Trump's rhetoric overnight.
Oh, look, they're not the words I would use, you know that, but the outcome is what I want to see. The outcome that is an imperative here is that we have an opening up of the Strait of Hormuz. We have oil and refined products moving through, coming to Australia, putting downward pressure on prices.